You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. It's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. We're riding the food chain here in America, tracking the high prices of food. And what we've learned so far is that a lot of farmers and a lot of people in the middle of the supply chain are actually holding on, absorbing price increases, not passing them yet along to the consumer, which means the consumers maybe have some bad news.
Well, there's a lot of wait and see.
There is a lot of
right?
wait and see.
There's a feeling of, let's see how this all pans out. Maybe they will get this moratorium on federal gas tax, which
right.
might help folks. Maybe the checks, the stimulus checks that folks are getting, they're going to get that out there and start spending their money. So there's a lot of wait and see.
A lot of competition to keep prices from going up. What surprises me, we got some responses, most about my last visit to the grocery store, says Evelyn from Washington State, is that it was 2 weeks ago. I hope she doesn't have any milk in the fridge as a result of that. Time for me to use up what's in the pantry, she says, and I'll go shopping when I run out of something essential. She doesn't cruise the aisles impulse buying anymore. Her kids are grown, so it's easier for her to do that than for families.
Well, that's she says out of sight, out of mind, which is really true. If you don't go to the grocery store, right, you always go there with five things to buy,
with
and next
list.
Thing you know, you come out
that's
with right. 25 things. But so if you don't go, you don't have those extra 20 things.
You can send your response to 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. But yesterday was Sunday, and Sunday in America is political punditry day. See if you can guess what the word of the week on the Sunday talk shows was.
The epic Clinton and Obama battle continued.
Federal gas tax.
This gas tax gimmick.
Gas tax.
Gas tax. McCain-Clinton gas tax.
Price of gasoline.
Gasoline. High gas prices. Who wins that argument in North Carolina and Indiana?
Well, we've got North Carolina and Indiana primaries on Tuesday. But if you guessed gas tax as the word of the week on the Sunday talk shows, you were correct. It seems to me that we've gotten down. I alluded to this earlier, Adora, that we're down to the fine print. This campaign is so long. We're talking about very sort of small issues. The race is kind of hardened. No state is really decisive. We're just splitting votes from here, splitting delegates from here to the end, it seems.
And decisive or not, until they do become decisive, right? Because you have two big primaries tomorrow in North Carolina and Indiana, and depending on what the result of that is, it may make things crystal clear, or it may be just another nugget or another piece of sand on the beach as they march toward the end of this primary process.
Here's a little bit of fine print, if you ask me, Dylan.
Hello, I'm Tom Hanks, and I want Barack Obama to be the next president of our country. As official celebrity, I know my endorsement has just made your mind up for you.
That was actually a story on the wires overnight, a big story on the wires, even though it was just something posted to Barack Obama's website. If we're down to celebrity endorsements, we're into the fine print.
We're into the fine print, but you have to laugh a little bit whether you're a supporter or not of Barack's, because Tom Hanks made it was such a self-deprecating endorsement. And we should add that Guam, they went to the polls, the
yes.
voters there on Saturday, and Obama won, but he and Hillary Clinton essentially split the delegates there, so they now have a point. Five. So 1733.5 for Obama and 1599.5
that's
for
the count.
The Associated
that's the count.
Press at this point. That's the count.
And
no
on
one
Tuesday,
of them at 2025, which is
right.
what they need to win the nomination.
And on Tuesday, for those of you keeping count, pull out your little whiteboards. There are about 200 delegates at stake in North Carolina and Indiana voting tomorrow.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.